Barack Obama tries to steal credit for booming Trump economy on President's Day. By Charlie Spiering on February 17, 2020. Former President Barack Obama on Monday suggested he was responsible for the booming economy under President Donald Trump. 11 years ago today, near the bottom of the worst recession in generations, I signed the Recovery Act, paving the way for more than a decade of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation in American history. Obama wrote on Twitter, sharing a picture of his $787 billion stimulus spending package. Obama's message on Twitter was not just a nostalgic look back on his presidency, as he specified that his spending package was responsible for more than a decade of growth, despite his only being president for 8 years. Although Obama's nearly $1 trillion stimulus may have helped the economy recover from a major recession, economic growth had slumped to 1.6% by the time he left office. President Donald Trump's tax cuts and regulatory cuts proved to be rocket fuel for the American economy, now enjoying record high stock markets gains, wage gains, historic unemployment rates, and an expansion that is now the longest on record. Obama famously said after he left the White House he would refrain from criticizing Trump, but he retracted that promise after hitting the campaign trail in 2018 to boost Democrats. When you hear all this talk about economic miracles right now, remember who started it, Obama complained in a speech in Nevada in 2018. Remember who started it. Come on.